And Services Conference Committee will come to order. The Senate has an offer for the House. We can hand it out and go over it. I might just say while it's being handed out that we discovered a couple of pretty big problems. I don't know how many more of those we can actually handle, but apparently the managed care withhold numbers that we were using have not been correct, because with the buy-in, the pool of people in Minnesota Care is smaller, and so the withhold is based on the total pool, and so then the withhold number goes down considerably, and nobody mentioned that to us or gave us a fiscal note for that interaction until the middle of the last meeting that we were sitting at this table at. The other problem that we have is that unknowingly someone thought that we in our position earlier were overpaying the HMOs on the HMO surcharge. And we actually were overpaying them on purpose because of the very different impacts that the HMO surcharge has on different HMOs. We were trying to mitigate some of that impact by overpaying. And so we had those two problems to solve. We've done it in part by taking some of the House positions and in part by trying to create some additional revenue. Mr. Albrecht, do you want to go through the spreadsheet?
Madam Chair and members, I'm sure you've become accustomed to the format the Senate is using. In the upper section are some House positions, or a House position that we would accept. That is the proposal to reduce, I believe, MA rates to Medicare rates. The first line under the changes to the Senate position is the change to the managed care withhold that Senator Berglund talked about. We are proposing to restore the original Senate position on the HMO surcharge. We will fund additional working family credit, general fund growth in the working family credit. We will fund with TANF. We will take an additional reduction to the Department of Human Services Central Office in fiscal year 2011. We will increase our inpatient hospital reduction to 2.2% in fiscal years 12 and 13. And along with that increased reduction, additional DSH money is generated.
Are there any questions?
It's the TANF.
Did you have a question, Representative Thiessen?
Hold on 1 second.
The TANF item on our spreadsheet is the remainder of the ERA funds that we had not used yet. Are there any other questions? Representative Huntley.
Somebody from DHS to talk about something.
What is it?
The cut that can't be passed through. Food to the providers.
No, they don't need to talk about that. We already know about that. Worry about that problem when we actually figure out what we're doing.
We need to vote then on extending to
the motion.
Yep. Madam Chair and members, I'm going to make a motion that we extend the hours from midnight till 1 o'clock, and that's as long as we can go with public meetings.
Is there any discussion?
Didn't we go like the 4 a.m. last year?
Private.
sorry, I'm not going
to. We were all together privately.
The House believes they can have another offer for us by 1 a.m., so that would be the purpose of extending the meeting. Senator Prettner-Solin.
That puts us in the same position we were last night, though, where the House gave us their offer at 1 o'clock. They went home, and we stayed here till 4 o'clock working on our proposal, so we'd be ready for them the next morning.
Well, I don't know what to do about the way the timing works out, Senator Prettner-Solin. I certainly agree that it is difficult, but we're working under some difficult deadlines, I guess.
Madam Chair, I would move we extend it till 2.
Can't do that.
Can't do that under the rules. You can only extend by till 1 o'clock. So that's the motion before
Madam
us.
Madam Chair. Just, well, practically speaking, I mean, there's some deadline which is made up by people who, this committee never hits its deadline, you know. We have the hardest topic and the most contested things of anybody.
I mean, I think, in fairness, we've had more curveballs thrown at us in the last 24 hours than I've ever seen a conference committee have to deal with before.
And, Madam Chair, I'm supporting you in that sentence. Mm-hmm. But I think to be realistic, I think if you establish a realistic set of parameters, like if you went home now and came back at 7 in the morning or something, that and people actually could sleep or come back at a time that made sense. I mean, because you're on your second night of this to accomplish. Just a thought. I'm just offering that as a point.
Any more debate?
Well, I'll vote for the motion, but I'm just suggesting in the bigger picture.
Madam Chair, it would be my intent to not call a meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. And so the Senate can go home at 1 o'clock after they've seen our proposal and sleep on it, and then come back in the morning and start working on a counterproposal, because I don't expect to be here at 4 a.m. myself. I don't think you should have to be.
Any further discussion of the motion?
Good idea.
Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
No.
The motion is adopted.
I want to tell two.
Chair, we have some changes to the House position on policy, on language. Can we just make the motions and put it in the House language?
Not right now. We've only got such a small amount of time to get an offer back from you. If you're back before 1, recess.